Vocal throw effects for 90s rave flavor, advanced. Let's build that classic moment where a single word explodes into delay and reverb, blooms for a second like a DJ just rode the sand on a mixer, and then gets out of the way so your drums keep punching. The big idea is simple. The vocal stays mostly dry and controlled, and the throw lives on a return track so you can tap it in only when you want it. That's how you get movement and hype without washing out a fast drum and bass groove. First, quick prep on the vocal itself. Drop your vocal on an audio track, name it something like Vox Main. For warp mode, Complex Pro usually behaves best on phrases, and Complex can be a little rougher if you actually want some artifacts. Clean the low end right away, put an EQ 8 on the vocal track and high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 can help. And if the vocal is weirdly wide, put utility and pull it toward mono. That's not just a fix, it's a vibe thing too. A lot of that warehouse era vocal energy is basically centered and direct. Now we build the actual throw return. Create a return track and name it a Vox Throw 90s. Think of this return like a featured instrument. It's not just an effect. You want it consistent and playable. At the very top of the return, I want you to control what hits the effects. If you tend to slam the send sometimes and barely touch it other times, throws get inconsistent fast. So put a utility or a gain stage at the top and aim for a predictable level feeding the delay and reverb. This way, your send automation becomes musical, not emergency mix repair. Next device, EQ 8, pre. High pass it harder than you think. Start around 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. In drum and bass, this is non-negotiable. You do not want throw tails wrestling your kick and sub. Optionally, low pass around 8 to 12k if it's too fizzy or too modern clean. Now add echo. This is your main character. Turn sync on. For classic jungle energy, try 3/16. For a steadier, more predictable bounce, go 1/4. Set feedback around 35 to 55% as your normal baseline. We'll automate higher only during the throw. In echo's filters, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 9 to 10k. Add a little modulation, like 3 to 8%, just enough to create that slightly unstable, lived-in movement. And if you want grit, a tiny biff noise, like 1 to 3%. Keep echo dry slash wet at 100%, because it's on a return. After that, add reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it controlled. For classic reverb, set a medium size, decay somewhere between 1.2 and 2.5 seconds to start, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 300 to 500 Hz, high cut 8 to 12k. Again, dry slash wet 100%. If you use hybrid reverb, try a warehouse or room convolution and then a light algorithmic tail, so it feels like a space plus a halo. Then add saturator. This is where the 90s bite shows up. Drive around 2 to 6 dB to start, soft clip on. If you want it more obviously crunchy, try an analog clip style curve. Finally, add a utility at the end for sanity. Width around 70 to 100%. You can go wider later, but for now keep it club safe. Set the gain so the return is present but not dominating. Cool. Now, how do we'd actually throw a word? The clean pro method is send automation. Leave your vocal track dry and automate the send to return A only on the words you want. Go to your vocal track, find send A, and keep it at minus infinity most of the time. In arrangement view, hit it to show automation. Choose Vox Main, send A. Now draw little spikes on the exact words you want to explode into the throw. A good starting shape is, right before the word, ramp up fast from off to around minus 6 dB, maybe even to 0 dB if the return is gain staged and filtered properly, then drop back down quickly right after the word. Teacher tip, start the send a few milliseconds before the consonant, because consonants are the transient. If you start exactly on the vowel, you often miss the punch and the throw feels late and mushy. Placement-wise in drum and bass, don't spam this. Think arrangement, punctuation. Last word before the drop, perfect. A hype word mid-phrase in the second 8 bars, great. End of a 16, absolutely. You're building call and response with the drums, not filling every gap with repeats. Now let's make it actually feel like rave, not just a delay. The secret sauce is writing feedback and tone during the throw moment only. Layer your automation in three lanes: when it happens, how it ages, and how dense it gets. First, echo feedback. If your normal is 35 to 45, push it up to 60 to 80% for just 1 to 2 beats when the throw hits. Then bring it back down quickly. This is how you get that bloom without runaway chaos. If you forget the drop pack, You'll smear the drop and wonder why your groove suddenly feels blurry. Second, echo filter sweep. Automate the low pass so it closes over time, like 10k down to 4 to 6k across a bar. Optionally raise the high pass slightly, like 300 up to 600, so as the tail goes on it thins and gets out of the way. That band-limited trailing effect is very sampled through a mixer, very era correct. Third, reverb decay automation. Keep it short most of the time, but for your big statement throw you can push decay to 2.5 to 4 seconds, then return to normal. The move is bloom then collapse, not permanent fog. Next, make it drum and bass ready by ducking it. On return A, after your reverb and saturation, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the sidechain input, or just your snare if you want the throw to breathe specifically around the backbeat. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds so the initial hit can speak a tiny bit. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds so it recovers in time with the groove. Then lower the threshold until you get about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. But here's a more advanced coaching detail. Don't rely only on ducking. Make your throws snare aware. Sometimes the cleanest solution is timing the send so the first repeat lands between snares. In a standard 2 and 4 pattern, you can often nudge the throw so the energy lives in the EE and a space instead of landing right on the snare transient. Less compression, more groove. Now we go full jungle technique. Print the throw and treat it like audio. Create a new audio track called Vox Throw Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it and record while the throw happens. Now you've got a committed piece of audio you can edit like a sample. This is huge for arrangement. You can hard cut it so it stops right before the next kick, which makes the roller feel tighter. You can reverse the tail and use it as a riser into a drop. You can slice it to a new MIDI track for stutters. And you can duplicate and offset by a 1/16 for that frantic rave chatter. Also, this is where pitching becomes a weapon. Take the printed throw tail and transpose it down 3 to 7 semitones for a darker, falling into the void vibe. It's a classic everything just got heavier cue without touching your bass patch. Now let's build the second flavor, the darker mangled throw. Duplicate return it to return B and name it B, Vox Throw Dark. This one is for contrast, not constant use. Use it for one word in a phrase, and let the clean throw do the rest. Start with EQ8, high pass 400 to 600 Hz, low pass 6 to 8K. Then echo, 3/16, feedback 50 to 75, modulation 10 to 20% for more wobble, add redux for grit, downsample around 3 to 8, bit reduction 6 to 10, then saturator with 5 to 10 dB drive, soft clip on, add auto filter in band pass mode and automate the frequency to get that telephone rave sweep, and sidechain compress it again from the drums. A little warning, mangled throws eat attention, that's why they work, use them like a highlight color. Not like the whole painting. Let's cover the most common mistakes before you waste time mixing around them. If the throw is full range, it will fight your sub and kick. Fix it by high passing the return harder, anywhere from 250 up to 600 depending on how dark you want it. If your feedback is left high, it'll smear the drop. Automate it down immediately after the throw peak. If the reverb tail is too long and fast rollers, you lose the pocket. Shorten decay, lean more on delay, and let sidechain do gentle control. If the throw lands on top of the snare, you lose impact. Solve it with sidechain, but also with timing and send shape. And if you overuse throws, they get cheesy. The trick loses its power. Think end of 4, end of 8, end of 16. That's the rave language. Now a few advanced upgrades if you want to push it. 1. Pre-fader sends. If you want the classic move where the word disappears but the space keeps going, switch the vocal track send to pre. Now you can pull the dry vocal down or mute it while the throw continues. That's a proper DJ mixer trick. 2. Mono check early. Temporarily put utility set to mono at the end of the return while you dial in tone and feedback. If the throw still feels exciting in mono, it'll translate on club rigs and big systems. 3. Tempo slip for old tape energy. For just the last repeat, automate echo time briefly, like 3/16 to 1/4, then snap back. Do it quickly and intentionally. It mimics the feeling of hardware delay being written live. 4. A throw catcher gate. Put a gate after the delay and reverb, and sidechain the gate from the vocal track so the FX only opens when the vocal hits. This is great when your repeats are spilling into busy drum edits. And if you want a really big advanced move, split the throw into two bands with an audio effect rack. Highs chain. High pass around 2 to 3K. Echo at 1/8, short reverb. Mids chain, band pass around 500 to 2K, echo at 3/16, darker reverb. Now you get crisp rhythmic ticks up top and slower fog in the mids, without a full range wash. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice loop to lock this in. Pick one vocal like rewind or come again. Build return A as we did. Set up a 16-bar loop. Place 3 throws, one at bar 4 as a tiny punctuation, one at bar 8 as your pre-drop hype, and one at bar 16 as the transition statement. Automate send to spikes for all 3. Only on bar 8, push echo feedback up to about 70% for one beat, then pull it back. On bar 16, to the low pass sweep down to around 5k so the tail ages. Add sidechain ducking from the snare for around 5 dB of gain reduction. Then resample the bar 16 throw, reverse it, and place it half a bar before the drop as a riser. Listen to how that creates tension without adding a brand new synth effect. Before we wrap, here's your mental checklist every time you do this in a real track. Return bass chain, EQ into echo into reverb into saturation, then sidechain compression. Send automation for precision. Feedback, filters, and decay automation for that DJ written 90s movement. Ducker time it so your snare stays king. And when you want true jungle arrangement control, print it and edit it like audio. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're writing jungle, rollers, jump up, liquid, or neuro, I can suggest exact echo note values and a throw placement map across a 64-bar arrangement so it hits like a proper rave tape moment without stepping on the groove.